This tape is property of Custer County Library. It's part of an oral history taping series. The subject of this tape is Irene Nierman and Adolph Nierman. The date is April 15, 1987. Today we're here with Adolph and Irene Nierman. And Adolph, would you spell your last name Nierman for me?
N-E-E-R-M-A-N-N.
All right.
Nierman.
And your name is Adolph, and we have Irene, his sister Irene. When were you born, Adolph?
I was born June 12, 1904.
And how about you, Irene? You want to tell us your age?
Yes, I was born June
27, 1911. Okay. And you were born on a ranch?
Yes.
Were you both born out on the ranch?
Yes, on the same ranch.
And tell us about where your ranch is.
It's about 10 miles south of West Cliff.
And near other ranches, what was the nearest ranches that you had?
Well,
Knuth, was that?
Casper Hillard lives west of there. And of course, the Beck places, Joe Beck and Fred Beck, they were right east of where we lived, or right south too. We had two places, see.
So this is near Marble Mountain?
Yes, close to the foot of Marble Mountain.
Okay. And your grandfather homesteaded this land?
That's right, he homesteaded out there in 1880.
Where did he come from?
Come from Germany.
Straight from Germany here?
Well, they come to Chicago first, but they just landed there and then moved.
So they...
Because they had some people that lived here they knew, and that's why they come up here.
And give me your grandfather's name, first name.
Heinrich.
Okay, and your grandmother's?
There's Anna. They built a log cabin up there. And it had a dirt floor, just a one room, and a dirt roof on it. And there were seven in the family, and they all lived in that cabin.
What were the, like your family, what was other brothers and sisters that you had?
Well, I had a brother, August.
August.
He was out there with me farming for years.
And your other children?
Yes. Irene, Hilda, Johanna, and Anita, four sisters.
Now, did you go to school here? What school did you go to?
I went to the Beck School. School out there in the country, just a one-room schoolhouse.
Did all the children go to that school in your family?
I think so.
Yes, they all went to the same school there.
And that was kindergarten through, or
no.
First grade. Do you remember any of your teachers?
Yeah. You go first. You had them further back than I did.
I always knew her first name, but I can't think of it now.
Yes, the first one I had was that...
O'Connor was mine.
O'Connor.
Was that O'Connor? Well,
yeah, O'Connor.
What?
I don't know. Was it...
I think it was Lillian O'Connor.
Lillian O'Connor.
I can't remember some of that stuff.
Yeah, O'Connor, I know that she was. I didn't go to school then yet. Not when.
How far did you have to go to the school? Did you walk all the
way? Yeah, I walked. It was about between a half and three quarter mile.
Yeah.
But we always walk. Nowadays, you got a bus, and if the bus is 100, 200 feet from the house, they drive the kid to the bus or the car, and then gets in the bus and drives to school.
Right. Who were some of the other people that you went to school with? Do you remember?
Well, I remember the Rooker's kids. That was Charlie Rooker and Helma Rooker and
Luella? Or did you go with her?
I didn't go with her. And the Snyder kids there, Henry Snyder's children.
Yeah.
There were three of them going in the last years, I remember.
Now, there was no high school in Westcliff at that point.
Well, there was. They just, I think, just built these a year or so before I graduated, but I never went to high school. I never got in here, and we lived so far out, and you had to walk a lot far and ride horses, and you couldn't do that very well.
So you went right into ranching.
That's right.
Did you raise any vegetables or anything?
Oh, yeah. In the 1920s, we raised lettuce, peas, and a lot of potatoes.
Did you sell them up here?
Yeah, the lettuce and the peas, you know, they had these shipping sheds down here, and the railroad come in. They iced it up and loaded in cars and refrigerated cars, and they shipped it to eastern markets. And finally it was overdone and growing too much, so you couldn't sell it anymore, so we quit it and went to growing hay and cattle.
Do you remember, what we would like to know is some of the stores in Westcliff. Do you remember what they used to call Dutch Row?
Second Street.
Right. Do you remember any of the stores that used to be there?
Well, where the store is now, that was a store.
Where Jennings Market is?
Yes. Ray, and what was his first name? The father name of Ray, he built that. He had a grocery store there. And the one across the street, that was Eddie's. They had a grocery store there. And they had a theater up on the upstairs there.
Was their last name Eddie? Their last name?
Yes, their last name. I don't know what their first name was. I don't remember.
Was there a store there before Mr. Ray built his? Was there another building?
Not the one I reached.
That was the first building in that location?
There might have been something there, but I don't remember before I remember. But mm-hmm. I know that's been there a long, long time when he built that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Mr. Fox's bar that used to be there?
No, I
Cody? Mr. Cody and Mr.
Leonard Fox.
Leonard Fox had a...
I didn't know he had a bar. I don't remember Leonard Fox. He used to work on the town here. He'd dig in all the ditches where they put the pipes in, you know, for the water and that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Was there an ice cream parlor in town?
Not to my knowledge. I believe they sold some many. They had a pool hall down there, Casper Klutz was the guy, and then they had a pool hall. That was about the earliest I know of.
Was that where the Jones Theater is now?
Yeah, that's where that was.
Had a pool hall in there.
And he might have sold ice cream for, I don't know, I wouldn't say he didn't know.
There were a lot of hardware stores, weren't there?
Yeah, there was one with Knute and Mercier. And Helmut Kent's hardware burnt down. I don't know what year it was, but I can remember when that burned down.
Where was that?
That was right there where that soil conservation office was down here so long.
Mm-hmm.
Right on that ground there.
Where was Falkenberg's first hardware store? Do you remember that?
Well, the first hardware store was down there. They took over that Mercier store. That's down, I don't know what's in there now, right across there from the True Value store, right across the street.
There was a hardware store there. Falkenberg had his hardware. Did he have a hardware store first, or did he have some other kind of store first?
Yeah. Pete Fallon Road. That's where it was over here. Is Thornton got his.
Thornton has a hardware store in it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where Fallon Road started up.
Had a grocery store in it.
Had a grocery store. We had my dad didn't like trading in there. Remember when we were in there and buying crackers and cheese for dinner and eat it there.
Do you remember when the railroad left town? When they pulled the railroad out?
Yeah, I still remember that.
You remember all
that? Yeah, I believe it was at 37. I think it was 1937.
What was the reason for it? Do you?
Well, not enough business. The trucks started hauling stuff in and out, and they didn't have enough business, so they just quit.
Do you remember any, how about mining? Were you in around when the mines were?
I don't know much about mining here. I know there was a lot of prospect holes dug on.
Did you send any of your vegetables and things to stores for the miners?
No, not around here. Sometimes to haul potatoes to the coal mines.
But most of it was shipped out.
Yeah, most of it was shipped out, yeah.
Do you remember any of the prices that you got for your peas or?
Well, it varied. Now that head lettuce, we got about a 4 dozen pack, a 4 dozen in a crate. Sometimes you get $1.50 a crate, which was good money, we thought. And then it went down to $1.75, and that finally got so you couldn't sell it. Peas were selling nearly around 3 cents a pound. Sometimes you get 4. That's green.
Mm-hmm.
Green peas.
This cabin that your father grew up in, a one-room cabin, is that right? And that's the same ranch that you had?
Yeah, we had that homestead. See, that was only 160, but we had more acres than that later on when we bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But we still had that.
And where did your mother grow up?
My mother, she grew up right close to the ranch out there. She was a Schultz, daughter of Charles Schultz.
Mm.
He had a ranch out there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they come in with a call name, didn't they?
I think so.
What was her first name?
Emma. And she died when I believe I was 3 years old.
Oh, my. Was there some epidemic that went through, or did you know how she died?
Yeah, she died. It's childbirth.
Oh.
And the brother born, he died too, right off.
But we were both born right there in the ranch house, huh?
Irene was born out there too after a while.
Did your father remarry?
That's right.
Who did you have a different mom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Anna?
Norman?
Norman, yeah. Her maiden name was Horn.
And that was she the daughter of Mr. Horn who came out here who was so well known?
No, I don't think she had anything to do with that Mr. Horn that was so well known here.
I don't remember what he was well known for.
I don't either, but
he's got a
I found that gold up there and that the whole mountain slipped down then after he found it, and you never could find it again. It covers it up.
Isn't that the way?
They found his bow and the bones of his bow up there, and some of his bag with some of his things in it and that stuff. But you never could find the gold mine again.
And didn't they ever find him again? Or?
Yeah, they found his bones and
all
that.
Oh,
and his what he had something in his sack and it was coming out with his bore or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the slide come down, cover him up or something.
Where did your mother come from, Irene?
When that Schleswig-Holstein?
That's Germany.
Yeah.
In Germany?
Yeah. Germany. She got all of her schooling in Germany. And she had a brother down in Canyon City. He was a baker. He had a bakery there. And she got a job working in a home for well-to-do people, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and housework.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came back up here and married Mr. Newman.
Well, yeah. There was a lady from up here, Emma Beck,
mm-hmm.
the Becks that Ada was talking about. She worked. Here comes somebody else.
Irene, we'd like to ask you some questions. How about, what type of work did you do in the valley after you
graduated? Helped with the hoeing of lettuce and peas and harvest the picked peas and cut lettuce and picked potatoes and things like that mostly.
How about when when you couldn't sell that type of thing anymore? Did you cook for the ranchers or?
At times, yeah, when they was working down at our place, we did the cooking. And
how long did you live on the ranch?
It was in 50 when we moved off, I think, 1950.
And you moved into town then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When my mother and two sisters, Johanna and Hilda and myself, moved to town then.
Did you move to the house you're in now?
No, first we had the house rented that is that the one Dale Killing has now?
No.
No, that's the one next to the Strayer. Strayer is living there now. We had that rented. And they sold that, then we had this house rented from Lynn Armstrong that was at the corner where Kathy Benson lives now.
You heard that?
No, we just had that rented, and then my mother died. Well, we couldn't make. See, she was getting some old age pension, but when she died, with just me working, we couldn't keep that up. So then we borrowed the money from. That is, Adolf paid for it, and it was just I think 2 years ago where we got the whole thing paid off.
And what kind of work did you do in town?
Housework, from going from house to house, cleaning, washing, ironing.
That kept you pretty fit, didn't it? That's hard work.
Yes,
I've done some
yes,
of that.
Yes, that is hard work.
Right.
When you do it all day long.
That's right, it is.
Yeah.
What did your sisters do?
Well, Johanna did the same kind of work that I did, and Hilda had a heart ailment. She developed a heart ailment in 47, and she couldn't do anything since.
Mm-hmm.
That is, like things in the home, like washing dishes, if she took her time. But no work other than that.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any of the, before they had the clinic, what were the doctors that were in town? Remember any of the doctors' names?
Yeah, there was a Dr. Fee. That was the one we mostly went to if we had to go. Of course, we went to a doctor very seldom, I guess. Didn't we, Ada? Dr. Henshaw was before.
Dr. Henshaw was there before, then.
Yeah. Dr. Butterbaugh.
Yeah, he was before that.
He was
the school superintendent too, and I believe he come out.
Yeah, yeah.
He come out to the Beck School, I believe, one time.
And he was also a medical doctor.
Yeah, he was a doctor, medical doctor.
Go ahead.
What was that you said? Well, who was it that came out to the school and there were some kids that pulled up
right? Well, there was a school superintendent by the name of Dixon, and he had a kind of walked with a limp, and he come out there to school with a buggy and a horse, and there was a little barn out by the school, and he unhitched, put his horse in the barn, and a couple of the bigger kids there, they killed him and tied his buggy to the barn, building wire, when he come out there, well, I guess he didn't know what to say. I mean, he just unwired and hitched up his horse and went on.
Someone said that there was a doctor's office there where Colorado Adventuring is, a little hospital-like. You know what doctor that was? Remember that?
It seems like I can't remember. I don't know what doctor it was. It seems like I remember that.
Dr. Speck. Dad always used to talk about a doctor. What was that? Sperry?
Could have been. I wouldn't say Dr. for sure who that was.
It was something like that. He talked about a Dr. Sperry. That must have been a way there before Butterball's time.
Yeah, I kind of remember they had a little hospital, sort of a hospital there, with a doctor with us here, I don't remember.
How about dentists? Did they have any dentists in town?
Yeah, there was a dentist come up here from Pueblo, I remember. I can't remember his name. I know he pulled a tooth for me, and one of my permanent teeth.
Mm-hmm.
He just went and got a hold of it and pulled it out.
Without giving you anything, any anesthetic or anything.
Well, I had one pulled like that too.
You didn't have all that stuff in those days, I guess.
Right,
yeah.
Did they have a drugstore? Was there a drugstore here?
Yeah, Marion Drugstore.
Marion?
That was there from way back.
Where was that?
And the Adams Drugstore too. See, is that Marion building still there?
Oh yeah, that was on Main there somewhere. What is there now?
I think it was torn down, wasn't it?
Well,
where
yeah.
It was where the,
it must
where
have
that Hanson filling station building.
Oh, is that where?
Somewhere along there, I believe.
Near the post office. Was it near the post? Where the post office is now.
I think. Yeah. But that post office, that's been built in later years.
Yes.
It was in, right in there somewhere.
How about Adams?
That was, that was right down, I think that was in there where the real estate office is in there. Where the Adams drugstore was.
Where the corner?
No, right next to...
Where Martin and Tope is now?
In there. Right
next
in
to
there
James.
Somewhere. I think that was it.
Mm-hmm.
When was the Hanson's filling station built?
In the early 20s, wasn't it?
In the early 20s, sometime when that was built. I don't know just what the date was.
You know, the house, the little buildings that are abandoned around the other side of Grandma's house as you go down Main Street? On the sides of, what were those?
Oh, isn't there where Hoffman had it, Barber Hoffman had his barber shop, and that Anderson had his mechanic shop there?
Yeah, I think that's, I couldn't place them there for a moment.
Was there was also a jewelry store in town, wasn't there?
Not there.
No?
Not
that I know
of. Not in my time. Now in the drugstore at, was it in Mrs. Adams' drugstore, they did sell some jewelry in later years there, but it was not a real jewelry store.
I see.
And it was just very little.
I know Art Hibbs fixed watches and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
He had a, let's see, did he have a, radio shop? Is that right? Yeah. Radio shop.
That was the television, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And he sold television.
Right where he is now?
Yeah.
Was that?
Was the Adams drugstore Celeste's parents?
No.
Or the
no,
radio shop?
No, they were different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell us about your other brothers and sisters and who they married and.
Well, I had a brother, August, but he was single.
Mm-hmm.
I'm single, I never married.
Mm-hmm. And your two sisters?
Yeah, there was four of us. I never married. And my sister Hilda never married. My sister Johanna, she married Art Dickens. They have one boy. They live on, that must be, I'm on 4th Street, that must be 5th Street then.
The boy?
Yeah.
What's his name now?
Roy Dickens.
He still lives there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And sister Anita, she married a guy by the name of Julian Serta from Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
And she had altogether 8 children, and they're all dead but 3. And she got killed in a car accident in 71.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband died since, I don't know, some 8 years ago, something like that.
Do you still own the ranch?
No, I still own the one of Snow's together on it, and he died when I had a disposal and everything.
And then you moved here?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You lived out there near that Lutheran church, where the Lutheran church used to be too, didn't you? Wasn't that near the first Lutheran church?
No, that's south of there.
South of where you were?
Where that church, I lived south of that church.
Of the church.
It would be about 7 more miles up there, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 6 miles up there.
What did you do as young people when you were, for entertainment? What did you do?
We played baseball, and sometimes only 2 make a team, or 3 make a team, or 4 make a team. We had our own room.
You'd get out there in the ranch. You
yeah.
didn't come into town.
We played out the ranch. And we made our own rules, and we had to. We didn't have a full team.
Mm-hmm.
And we played, at school, we played on the over. And a rubber ball in the old schoolhouse.
Andy over with a rubber ball.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you play that.
Well, there'd be half of the students and the teacher on one side and the other half on the other. They'd throw the ball over the schoolhouse, and if they'd catch it over there, they'd come around and tag somebody. If they wouldn't get away fast enough to get to the other side, they'd tag one there, and he was on that side, and finally that way tried to tag them all out, and they'd all be on one side. That was pretty hard to do, though.
I think it would be hard just to get the ball over the schoolhouse.
Well, pretty high, sort of a little one of them check.
Yeah, that was pretty high. And was that one that tossed it over the building? You'd haul Randy over?
Yeah. Then we played Fox and Goose.
When there was snow,
and made Fox and Goose trail there, and we played Fox and Goose.
We make a trail in the snow that way.
Yeah, double from the base in the mill.
Base in the mill,
yeah,
I remember that.
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of fun with that, playing baseball.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you made up your own rules.
What were your winters like?
Oh, they was pretty tough. A lot of snow, big snow banks. And blow the piles behind the windows. We'd get on those snow banks and sit down in the scoop shovel.
Slide down.
Slide down the banks. and a homemade sled and get up on the hill there and come down the hill with that sled and wire fence down there. Hit the wire fence so I put a brake on the sleds. Put a brake on there so we could slow it down.
Did you go to school 5 days a week?
Yes, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.